Playa, Sybil, our girl Money Love is on the phone.
Good morning,
y'all. Now, you know, the real in the second season, Tom, Sybil, and Jay have been doing big things. We interviewed the First Lady of the United States.
All right.
Yeah, and now we're getting another milestone. We're going to the Essence Fest. It's going to be a live show July 1st at 4:45 p.m. at the Essence Empowerment Stage. We're very, very excited about it. It's going to be at the convention center. We're going to have a good time. And it's really aimed at, you know, making it a live show where it's a live girl chat. It's going to be all kind of a guest. And we're just excited. We're really excited to be working with Essence this year. So, now, what else you want to talk about, Tom?
Who else is going to be there on the real panel?
Have you heard from Tamar?
No, I haven't heard from Tamar, but I have seen her messages, and she's made peace with the show. And we really do wish her well. You know, if people have been following the whole thing with Tamar leaving the show, is that we, you know, I put out a video on Facebook in response, and I still stand by my comment on that. We're really going to miss her. She was a great asset to us. And, you know, the thing is that none of the co-hosts, when you think about something like what Kelly Ripa did, what Kelly Ripa went through with Michael Strahan, she had no idea what was happening. And we didn't either. So it's the same thing. Nobody knew what was going on. What's being discussed was discussed between Tamar and her management and, you know, our production company, Telepictures. But, you know, all the co-hosts are really, you know, we're going to miss her, but we really wish her well. And, you know, we just have to move on with the show, and we have to think about our fans, because our fans are the ones that they got us here. Nobody thought The Real would be in a third season. You wouldn't have told me it would be in a third season, and we're going to have a third season. And so we're doing things, you know, different, like going to the Essence Festival. I'm going to have a hurricane in my hand while I'm hosting. So, you know,
that is keeping it real, Lonnie.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, Lonnie, if you could pick a man to be the new co-host of The Real, who would it be?
Somebody take Jay out in Baltimore because he's got something in his throat.
What's in your throat, Jay?
If you could pick a man to be the new co-host of The Real, who would you choose?
I would probably pick you know who I would pick? Somebody that's always been good to our show, and that's Lorenz Tate. Lorenz Tate is he's a good guy. He always supports us. He's always doing something good.
That's
the thing. We don't know who they're going to choose. Mm-hmm. We're going through that process right now.
Will it be a man?
Probably not. More than likely, it won't be a man.
Will you have another person at all, or will you just keep it at four?
No, we're going to have another co-host because the whole purpose of the show is to get as many different personalities as we can. Mm-hmm. The thing about having a man is that it would definitely change the whole, you know, prospect of the table. So it's better to have a woman. And so we will be, you know, looking for another co-host. Caitlyn Jenner, probably work. That's you're a mess, Jay.
Well, if you can't get Jay, Caitlyn's the next best thing.
Yeah. I guess. Y'all too much. Also, at the Essence Fest, I will be giving away a car. So you guys got to look out for me. I'll be giving away a car at the Essence Fest because, you know, this is the thing that we're doing. And also, we gave away a free trip for the Essence Fest through the show The Real. And season 3 is going to be interesting. But we want to thank all the fans because the fans know. You know, they know where everybody's heart is. They know what's happening with the show. And this show was really meant, not necessarily built on the host. It's really built to, this is a show that actually people, you know, normal people that you wouldn't see, like Smokey Robinson, you know, all of the African-American and people of color, they can come to our show. whereas they don't get invited to the other daytime talk shows. So it's important for us to make sure we keep supporting The Real. And we just love you guys. Tom, you always support us, Simple and Jay. We really, really appreciate it.
When y'all were test marketing, we were right there with you.
Exactly. Sure. And that's we got to keep it going. We will definitely keep it going.
And you're still doing your stand-up?
Oh, yeah.
Still doing the stand-up. I'm going to be at the
J-Spot?
I'm going to be at the J-Spot watching on Friday when I get in, Jay. But I'll be at the Mohegan Sun.
She comes through, Sam. I have to give her props, man. She comes through. She's like, Jay, I can't stay long. I got to go get this money.
I will get a good plate of food, though.
I still love you. You're my girl. I love you.
I love you guys, too. Thank you guys so much. All right,
Lonnie Love.
We love you, Lonnie. Great job. Keep up the great work.
I can't make no money in here, Jay.
But
bring me some food.
You don't hold but four people in here, Jay. I can't make no money.
Get ready to dance. We wobble next. Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.